Hey everybody, Marcia here. On July 22nd, the Irish president signed into law the Gender Recognition Act. Now, this act will take effect by the end of August in the Republic of Ireland. The act allows any person over the age of 18 to legally change their gender by filling out a simple form. No psychiatric or medical evaluation is required or proof of anything other than age. Under the concept of self-determination, a person only needs to declare the gender they wish to identify as. Ireland now joins a very short list of countries where this is possible, including Argentina, Colombia, Denmark, and Malta. After the form is processed, the individual gets an updated birth certificate, passport, driver's license, and, you know, any other form of documentation that legally displays their gender. It was only with the passage of this law that I finally realized that I was really a trans woman lesbian, stuck in my hetero male body. Everything makes sense to me now. I can finally live the way I always wanted. Thanks to feminism, I have learned that I should not be ashamed of my body. Also, thanks to feminism, I learned that gender is performative. Now, with these powerful realizations, I now see that I can live my life as a trans woman lesbian without the need to alter any aspect of my body through hormone treatment or have to dress in any stereotypical female clothing. Also, since gender is performative, no one can tell me that I am not behaving as the trans woman lesbian I always wanted to be. After all, we should not be confined to traditional social norms, which in turn includes traditional views of what a trans woman lesbian is supposed to look and act like. I am a trans woman lesbian with a dick who will scratch her balls, burp, fart, curse, chug beer, be loud in bars and other public settings, hang with the guys at strip clubs, and in general, behave and dress in the exact same way I have before my transition. Thank you, feminism, for giving me permission to unleash my inner dyke. But is this video serious? It's more than serious. It's trans serious. This video is seriousness stuck in the body of comedy. Until I transitioned myself, I had no idea that we actually live in a world full of trans. I mean, the works of Bill Burr, Bill Hicks, and George Carlin. I mean, these are only a few examples of people whose work is trans serious. Also, feminists that preach the dictionary definition are just closeted trans MRAs. That is, they are MRAs stuck in the body of feminists, while the radical feminists are closeted trans comedians. Comedians stuck in the body of serious thinkers. Even our most beloved forms of speech are trans. I mean, take sarcasm, for example. Clearly, sarcasm is trans truth. Truth stuck in the language of a lie. Trans is everywhere. It has always been with us, and we must embrace it. With my transition, I also became aware that I'm now a member of the LGBT QWERTY community. That is, the lesbian, gay, bi, trans, queer, wizard, everything, risotto, trans again, and Yugoslavian community. As a member of the LGBT QWERTY community, I'm clearly authorized to speak as to the inner workings of the group, because that's how it works. From my experience as a new trans woman lesbian, I have noticed a few things. Firstly, it is a complete myth that cis men are not accepting of trans women. So far, I have not noticed a single cis man treat me any differently than before my transition. They're very welcoming and polite, and they respect that I am a lesbian. I think they figured it out because I do look sort of butch. You would imagine that they would at least try to hit on me or, jokingly want to convert me to heterosexuality, yet I've seen none of these behaviors. I am such a convincing trans woman lesbian that they're shocked when I tell them I used to be a man. When I'm around cis men, they treat me just like one of the guys. And this has seriously thrown into doubt the criticisms we often hear from women about men treating them, like a girl. Girls, I just don't see it. Sorry. I mean, even when pounding tequila shots with some bikers and swapping stories of wrecking chicks, not a one made a pass at me or behaved in any exclusionary ways. What also surprised me were all the perks and benefits I seem to have gained since my transition. For example, did you know that there are strip clubs only accessible to women? I mean, strip clubs full of naked women, but no men anywhere to be seen. Yeah, one of these places is the shower room of the local women's fitness club. I'm telling you, as a trans woman lesbian, I got free entry. And girl, oh girl, did my lesbian dick get hard watching those chicks soak themselves down. But it was not all free strip clubs and tequila shots with bikers. No, no, no. There were some bigots I encountered after my transition. For example, while doing the helicopter dick in the women's fitness club shower, some women just started screaming. I mean, I saw an 8-year-old girl crying and yelling, "Mommy, Mommy, why does that lady have a snake between her legs?" You know, it was at this point I knew that we have not quite made it as far in our culture as I had hoped. Though all the cis men seemed cool, the cis women still had a long way to go. Well, knowing that it was just their bigoted views instilled by society, I decided to make it easier on both them and me. So, I bought myself a burqa and started wearing that. Women were definitely more accepting of me when I had my burqa on. But what I did not expect were the seemingly superpowers that my burqa gave me. For example, men would open doors, buy me drinks, and give up their seats to me on public transport. You know, I'm a little on the curvy side, I guess, so maybe they thought I was pregnant. LOL. I carried my burqa around in a backpack and put it on when I needed my superpowers. You know, kind of like Superman. My regular trans clothing, I was not much more special than Clark Kent. But then I would rush into the closest women's washroom, put on my burqa, and turn into a superhero. With my burqa donned, I realized that I was now much less likely to be targeted by violence on the street. Also, if I looked like I was in conflict with someone, I was immediately surrounded by brave white knights coming to my rescue. You know, these cis men were so polite and accommodating. You know, they would say, "Miss, is this person bothering you?" I was also very welcome at all domestic violence and rape centers. I also found that there are no women's spreading laws out there, so I was free to sit comfortably on all public transport without anybody batting an eye. Further, when I started digging online, I found all sorts of scholarships, bursaries, grants, and programs exclusive to either trans or lesbians or women or any combination. Since I have, you know, an interest in the sciences, I could not believe that not only all my tuition fees would be paid for me if I applied for something like physics, but I would also get money for accommodations, food, and any feminine products I needed, you know, like the Brazilian ball wax. So, too, I found all sorts of opportunities when looking for work. You know, apparently, all these companies were looking for women executives, and so they could find them. Also, the government had all these high positions reserved for women just like me. I simply cannot imagine how this simply could be the case. I mean, are there not that many trans women lesbians out there applying? You know, imagine how quickly all of those quotas would fill up if only we had a whole lot of trans women lesbians out there. How quickly we could close all those gaps in STEM if we filled them with trans women lesbians. Now, looking back on this, I must say that trading in my man card for a pussy pass has been a great investment. Which brings me back to MGTOW. Now that I am a woman, I know I can no longer be MGTOW. But you know what? Fuck MGTOW. I have feminism. After becoming a woman, I can now clearly see how very real male privilege is. But you men have no idea what it is. And do you want to know? Do you want me to tell you what male privilege is? You know, it's being born with a strong, powerful, and resilient body, coupled with a fierce intellect, logical at its core, not crippled by the waves of irrationality, which is emotion. Then, even with all that, you get the option to legally change your gender from male to female, so you benefit from all the perks that feminism has fought so hard to secure for us women only. Yeah, you know, you'll legally be women, but you won't dress like women. You won't use any hormones. You won't get any plastic surgery. No, You will continue to look and act exactly like cis men, like some sort of trans chameleon. A transmelian. This is male privilege, because a woman can't do it the other way. Even if she changes her legal status to male, she will never have the strong, powerful physique, and she will never have that fiercely logical mind. I'm on to you, MGTOW. I have your number. You think you'll just legally change your gender and throw the single greatest coup and invasion of feminists and women's spaces that has ever been pulled off in history? Now that feminism has set up an awesome structure of benefits reserved for women only, you think you can just flip your gender and walk into the party having done none of the work? Filling all those women-only quotas in executive and government positions? You think that if you get turned down, you can just cry discrimination? Play the victim? Not on my trans woman lesbian watch, you won't. Those positions are reserved for us, trans women lesbians only, and not you cis men. Don't fuck with us trans women lesbians. And if you don't like it, you can just suck my big fat trans woman lesbian cock. Trans power, motherfuckers. Trans power. Thanks for listening. Guy Cis Scum.